Chapter 7. The Impact of Climate Change and the Pandemic on Global Health. Elena Rousseau, Panayota Elena, Paraskevi Charito. Cyprus University of Technology, Cyprus. Pandemics and climate change are interconnected crises that threaten global development. The COVID-19 pandemic exposed vulnerabilities in healthcare and economies, while climate change exacerbates issues like food insecurity, displacement, and health disparities. Addressing these challenges requires integrated, sustainable solutions to ensure resilience, equity, and long-term progress. Subchapter 1. Introduction. Global health is a multifaceted discipline that addresses the health of populations across borders, emphasizing equity, collaboration, and the interconnectedness of health determinants. The challenges posed by climate change and pandemics have intensified the global health crisis, disproportionately affecting vulnerable populations, including transcultural communities. These communities, often shaped by migration and cultural diversity, face unique health needs that demand tailored and culturally sensitive responses. This chapter explores the intersection of global health, climate change, pandemics, and the health needs of transcultural communities, focusing on strategies to build equitable and resilient health systems. Aims. Through this chapter, students will enhance their attitudes, knowledge, and skills in exploring the impact of global crises. Examine how pandemics and climate change affect global health, with a focus on vulnerable populations. Analyzing vulnerabilities. Identify the health risks and systemic barriers faced by transcultural communities, migrants, and refugees during global health crises. Highlighting interconnections. Understand the interconnected nature of global health, climate change, and pandemics in shaping health outcomes. Promoting resilient health systems. Advocate for policies and strategies that strengthen health systems to be inclusive, culturally sensitive, and resilient to future challenges. Supporting global collaboration. Emphasize the role of international cooperation in addressing health inequities and mitigating the impact of climate change and pandemics. Learning outcomes. By the end of this chapter, readers will be able to understand key concepts, define and explain pandemics, climate change, and their relevance to global health. Recognize health challenges. Identify the unique health challenges faced by transcultural communities during global crises. Analyze systems. Evaluate the vulnerabilities in healthcare systems exposed by pandemics and climate change. Apply strategies. Recommend culturally sensitive and inclusive approaches to mitigate health disparities and improve resilience. Advocate for change. Discuss the importance of global collaboration and equity-focused policies to address climate and health crises effectively. Relevant definitions and terms. A pandemic is an outbreak of an infectious disease that occurs on a global scale, crossing international boundaries and affecting a large number of people. Unlike localized epidemics, pandemics involve widespread transmission, often resulting in significant social, economic, and public health challenges. Climate change refers to long-term shifts in temperatures and weather patterns, primarily caused by human activities, such as burning fossil fuels and deforestation. These changes significantly impact human health by exacerbating existing health problems and creating new challenges. For instance, climate change increases the frequency of extreme weather events, worsens air quality, spreads infectious diseases, and affects food and water security, disproportionately impacting vulnerable populations. Subchapter 2. Pandemics and their global impact. The COVID-19 pandemic has underscored the vulnerabilities of global health systems and highlighted the critical importance of preparedness, equitable response, and resilience in the face of pandemics. It exposed how fragile healthcare infrastructure can be, especially in marginalized communities, including migrants, refugees, and transcultural populations, who often lack access to adequate healthcare and social support systems. These groups are particularly vulnerable due to language barriers, cultural differences, and sometimes discriminatory healthcare practices. As a result, they face significant challenges in accessing prevention and treatment measures during health crises. The lessons learned from COVID-19, alongside previous pandemics like SARS, Ebola, and the 1918 influenza outbreak, emphasized the need for robust public health infrastructure, timely communication, and equitable vaccine distribution. Effective response strategies must prioritize these vulnerable populations by implementing culturally tailored outreach programs and inclusive health policies that ensure all communities are supported during pandemics. Historically, pandemics have taught valuable lessons that inform current global health strategies. The 1918 influenza pandemic demonstrated the importance of non-pharmaceutical interventions, such as social distancing, wearing masks, and quarantining, which are still relevant in managing infectious diseases today. The HIV/AIDS pandemic underscored the necessity for sustained global funding and the destigmatization of affected populations, pointing to the need for long-term, multi-sectoral efforts to address both the medical and social aspects of health crises. The SARS and Ebola outbreaks reinforced the importance of rapid disease detection, containment strategies, and international collaboration to prevent the spread of diseases across borders. These lessons continue to shape modern public health approaches and emphasize the need for preparedness at all levels. Pandemics not only threaten human health, but also disrupt economies on a massive scale. Lockdowns, travel restrictions, and quarantine measures, while essential to controlling disease spread, often have severe economic consequences. Industries such as tourism, transportation, and hospitality are hit hardest, resulting in widespread unemployment and business closures. Low-income countries and vulnerable workers, lacking financial safety nets or access to government support, experience the brunt of these economic disruptions. The COVID-19 pandemic has exacerbated existing inequalities, with poorer communities and countries facing more severe health and economic consequences than wealthier ones. During the COVID-19 pandemic, some ethnic groups faced heightened levels of xenophobia and violence. In addition to the economic impact, the COVID-19 pandemic also led to an increase in xenophobia, racism, and violence, particularly against ethnic and migrant groups. Certain communities, already marginalized before the pandemic, faced heightened levels of discrimination as misinformation and fear surrounding the virus spread. This social division created a barrier to effective public health measures, as trust in government and healthcare systems eroded in these communities. As such, addressing the social determinants of health, including racism and xenophobia, is critical in pandemic preparedness and response. To effectively combat future pandemics and mitigate their impact on global health, it is essential to adopt an approach that integrates robust health infrastructure, global collaboration, and social equity. By learning from past pandemics and addressing systemic vulnerabilities, we can create more inclusive and resilient global health systems that are better prepared for future health crises. Subchapter 3: Climate Change as a Global Health Threat. Climate change is increasingly recognized as one of the most significant threats to global health. Rising temperatures, extreme weather events, and environmental degradation have direct and indirect impacts on human health. Climate-related disasters, such as hurricanes, floods, and droughts, exacerbate malnutrition, vector-borne diseases, and mental health conditions. Vulnerable populations, including transcultural communities and migrants, often bear the brunt of these effects. For instance, climate-induced migration forces millions to relocate, often to areas with insufficient health infrastructure. Efforts to mitigate these impacts include strengthening climate-resilient healthcare systems, implementing early warning systems for climate-related health risks, and promoting sustainable development policies. The interplay between climate change and global health extends to the increasing burden of non-communicable diseases. Rising temperatures and worsening air quality contribute to respiratory and cardiovascular illnesses. Prolonged exposure to heat can also exacerbate chronic conditions such as diabetes and kidney diseases. Moreover, the stress caused by climate-related displacement and environmental degradation has been linked to a rise in anxiety, depression, and other mental health disorders. These challenges necessitate a holistic approach that integrates climate adaptation and mitigation into public health strategies. Another critical dimension is the impact of climate change on food and water security. Erratic weather patterns and prolonged droughts disrupt agricultural productivity, leading to food shortages and undernutrition, particularly in low-income regions. Additionally, flooding and rising sea levels contaminate freshwater supplies, increasing the prevalence of waterborne diseases like cholera and typhoid. Addressing these issues requires global collaboration to ensure equitable access to nutritious food and clean water while promoting sustainable agricultural practices. Effective action against climate change and its health implications depends on robust global governance. Governments, international organizations, and non-governmental entities must collaborate to implement policies that prioritize health equity and environmental sustainability. Investments in renewable energy, green infrastructure, and education campaigns to raise public awareness about climate health connections are essential. Furthermore, fostering cross-sector partnerships between the health, environmental, and economic sectors will ensure that solutions are both sustainable and inclusive. Finally, community engagement plays a pivotal role in combating the health effects of climate change. Empowering local communities through education, resources, and participatory decision-making ensures that interventions are culturally appropriate and effective. Grassroots efforts, combined with top-down initiatives, create a comprehensive approach to addressing the multifaceted challenges posed by climate change. By recognizing the interconnectedness of climate change and global health, the international community can take proactive steps toward mitigating these impacts. Strengthening health systems, promoting sustainable development, and fostering resilience will be critical to safeguarding human health in an era of unprecedented environmental change. Subchapter 4. Conclusion. The interconnectedness of global health, climate change, and pandemics presents complex challenges that require urgent, coordinated action. Vulnerable communities, including migrants, refugees, and international populations, are disproportionately affected by these crises, underscoring the need for inclusive and culturally competent healthcare systems. By embracing policies that address these issues at both the global and local levels, the global health community can work toward building more resilient and equitable health systems, ensuring that all people have access to the care and resources they need to thrive. The intersections of global health, climate change, pandemics, and health of culturally diverse population needs demand an integrated and holistic approach. Strengthening health systems involves investing in infrastructure, improving access to care, and fostering international cooperation. Final reflection: linking global health crises to the Empower Model, by Malgorzata Shkoop. This chapter illustrates how climate change and the COVID-19 pandemic have exposed and deepened existing health inequalities, disproportionately affecting transcultural communities, migrants, and refugees. As such, its content directly supports the core values of the Empower Model, particularly in the areas of effectiveness, multiculturalism, wellness, and education resources. By highlighting the need for resilient health systems, equitable health policies, and culturally sensitive responses, the chapter emphasizes the importance of cultural competence in addressing global threats. Addressing patients' psychological, linguistic, and social needs in times of crisis exemplifies person-centered care, a key Empower principle. The chapter also reinforces Empower's call for international collaboration and health education, stressing that systemic, inclusive strategies are essential in the face of pandemics and climate-related health risks. In short, the chapter shows that resilience and equity in healthcare are achievable only through the integration of cultural diversity, an idea at the heart of the Empower Model.